they are definitely part of the workforce in terms of function. And that's something that we've talked about across the federal government, is what is the role of all the players. As I'm sure you're aware, the Office of Management and Budget is looking at inherently governmental. We are going to have to look at that, too, in terms of who can do what the best, and in some cases, who has to do something because of what's being done. So as we move forward, we're going to look at that, and we need to. We expect the same certifications and information assurance from our contractors as we do from our military and civilians. There are times, as has been stated in the OMB research, that it just may be more practical for a while to use a contractor than it may be to use a government civilian or a military person. And we're going to have to look at that on how to do best. And the other piece of this is that we have to be able now to work across federal government, state and local, and with our coalition allies. So we need to have a common language where we can speak cyber and IT across all those entities. So anytime that we have the ability to communicate through new people and new outlets, that's good news for us.
Now, one of the strategic goals that you state for the strategic plan is to provide the workforce capabilities that fully support cyberspace operations. So comment, if you can, a little bit on the scope of cyberspace operations, because there's probably almost nothing that the Department of the Navy or the Navy itself does that doesn't touch cyberspace in some manner.
Oh, sure. As a matter of fact, if folks have a copy of the strategy, they can take a look at Figure 1 in there. That's the work that we are spreading out through the four main areas. And we track down from the OPM study that has the three areas where they talk about operations and infrastructure, law enforcement and counterintelligence, and then the specialty piece, which is those folks are involved in the exploitation of the net and even the attack piece. So we're looking at all four of those because all four of those must relate. If we're going to be able to defend a network, it's absolutely critical that our folks that are working in that area understand how they can be attacked and what an attack looks like, and that they be able to speak the language of what is happening to them, both to the folks that may do the attack piece and to the folks that do law enforcement, to understand exactly what has happened and to help those processes. Additionally, if we're going to get this right, we need a cyber IT management core that works with the acquisition, that talks about the supply chain piece, that talks about the design and development, including security in there, and, of course, designs and develops our cybersecurity tools. You're talking to me, and, of course, workforce management is something else. Without the workforce properly set and trained and educated, it's going to be very hard to use the tools that we have. So we have all of that has to interrelate. That's how we're looking at this. That's how we're approaching it.